Tonight, the Ohio State Buckeyes take the field in college football's first ever national championship game as they battle the Oregon Ducks. Browns Daily is getting you ready for tonight's game with insights and analysis, plus interviews with Paul Keels, two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin, and more live from Dallas and around the country. Live from Berea, this is Ohio State Buckeyes Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with Nathan Zagura and Ohio State alum and national champion Matt Wilhelm on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome, welcome to Ohio State Buckeyes Daily and the countdown to the first ever college football playoff national championship. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura here in Berea, Ohio. We are no longer Cleveland Browns Daily, at least for the next 2 hours. We will be covering everything Buckeyes. As you said earlier, we're going to hear from two-time Heisman Trophy candidate Archie Griffin, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeye football team, Paul Keels. It's going to be a great day. Get you revved up and ready as I go from 1 to 3, take a small break, and then we'll have an opportunity to jump on air from 5 to 7 and get into the nitty-gritty of everything Bucks and Ducks. I am here with Nathan Zagura. Nathan, what's up, man?
What's going on, dude? This is your day, former national champion yourself with the Ohio State University, and here they are. We're just a little bit as the countdown clock is on, 7 hours, 28 minutes, 10 seconds, and ticking away from the Bucks and the Ducks to crown the first ever national champion via the college football playoff. And this is your day. It's the Buckeyes' day. We want people to call their shots, 216-578-0850. You talked about we are going to talk with Archie Griffin. We are going to talk with Dante Whitner, former yes. Buckeye and current Cleveland Brown as well. Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes, joined you earlier, so we'll talk to him. Just a lot to get to, and maybe we'll have some more surprises calling us from the Dallas area. But it's a big day. It's an exciting day. And listen, we're going to turn our attention to the Buckeyes here so people can call up 216-578-0850, call their shot, and let us know what you think the Buckeyes need to do to beat the Oregon Ducks. But how are you feeling right now? And is this a special day for you? Now that you're here, the kid's giving you a lot of grief. Are you bummed you're not in Dallas? You happy to be here? What are your thoughts right now?
You know what? I'm slightly bummed that I'm not in Dallas. But again, to be here and be a professional and cover the Buckeyes here from Northeast Ohio, I absolutely love what I do, and I love this football team, and I've covered them all year. And, you know, Greg Brendon and myself doing last week's kickoff to the Sugar Bowl, he talked about one more time, and one more time is what we get to talk everything Ohio State. And, you know, it's great, and every question that I get, you know, how cool is it for them to be in the national championship again? And, of course, they also say, in most cases when I talk to these individuals, I was there in Arizona when you guys won the national championship. We've been disappointed two times since versus LSU in Florida. And I feel so confident about this football game. But as great as it would have been to be in Dallas, I'm just not, as I've said with the kid.
Needed the red carpet.
I needed the red carpet, and I'm not that hoopla guy. I'm not a fan. I'm bougie. I'm arrogant, I guess you can say.
I'm bougie.
And I like things, you know, kind of rolled out for me. And that just wasn't the case. So I am here. We are talking Buckeyes. The one thing we'll have to touch upon, again, if you can reach us, you can, you know, tweet at the show. You can tweet myself at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Cleveland Browns Daily, as well as hit us on phone, 216-578-0850, the Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. First and foremost, call your shot, Ohio State, Oregon. I put out a score twice on the Really Big Show, and I still feel it holds true, 41-35. We'll get to that again.
41-35 Bucks.
Bucks, of course. Fill in the blank. Ohio State will beat Oregon if... So weigh in as we move forward and closer to this football game. And it's just, again, it's a great time to be a Buckeye. We'll hear from Archie Griffin. You know, I ask him a few questions about what does this mean for Ohio State? Because I know when I turn on the tube and I'm watching anything on ESPN or at the gym and, of course, they have ESPN on, it's a great feeling, gives me goosebumps to see Urban Meyer and Cardale Jones and even just the Block O, you know, being in the forefront of everyone's mind as we prepare for this football game.
You know, it's interesting. ESPN Stats and Info had an interesting tweet over the last 3 years. I'm trying to find it right now. But over the last 3 years, the point of demarcation for the Oregon Ducks is 30 points. 36-0 when they score more than 30. They are 0-4 when they score less than 30. So it seems to me that I can answer that one real quickly in the hot topic. They need to hold the Oregon Ducks under 30 points.
They
and if
do.
They do that, then they have a very good shot of winning.
They definitely do. Even though my prediction says otherwise, I believe that Ohio State has the opportunity to win this football game. And having spoken to Riz and Gerard on the Really Big Show, the one thing that I believe that Ohio State has to do, it's not so much the slowing down that offense in some way, shape, or form. I think you've got to be physical with these guys. And,
yep.
And that's something that Oregon has had the knock against them for a long time. And they're playing more physical. As you watch ESPN and they cover this football game, you'll hear Desmond and Kirk Herbstreit and Mark May talk about the physicality that Oregon plays with. And that's, I'm sure, something that they've done and a lot of the reason why they've solidified this opportunity in the first ever college football playoff national championship. But it's not the Big Ten physical. It's not Ohio State football physical. And I think as you look back to the Big Ten championship football game, you had Melvin Gordon and the physical ability of that defensive front to play and penetrate, very similarly, Nathan, to what we saw in spurts of the Cleveland Browns defensive line when John Hughes and Phil Taylor and Todd Rubin chose to penetrate. They wreaked havoc. They had a lot of no gain, negative, or 1 or 2 yard gain runs, which I believe will help Ohio State in this football game because, as Marcus Mariota, the highly touted quarterback from Hawaii who represents the University of Oregon and of course Heisman Trophy winner, that offense doesn't come in front of a lot of adversity all year long because they are so efficient. Because they're so good at what they do and they get the ball out, they snap the ball, the defense in some cases are not ready. But I think if we can put them in 3rd and 7 plus situations and force them out of the norm and give them some adversity and face that physicality, it's going to be something that bodes well for Ohio State.
I agree with that, and I think the key to this for the Buckeyes, since we know the 30-point mark seems to have been a big one for Oregon, you have to keep them off the field with as quickly as they play, and the way you do that's running the football. And I think the Bucks, obviously with Jones at quarterback, and then, of course, Ezekiel Elliott at running back, who looked very good, and Archie Griffin will have some interesting comments on Zeke Elliott later in the show today. But, you look at how you were able to run the football against Wisconsin and Alabama. And Wisconsin and Bama had the 13th and 2nd best run defenses in the nation, respectively, entering their games against the Buckeyes. We know, and Ohio State was able to run the ball very well. Oregon comes in at 52nd in the nation into this game in terms of run defense. So I think the physicality up front of the Buckeyes is going to give them an advantage, but that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to be able to control this game and this clock by running the football and being physical with this high-octane. And it is a high-octane offense of the Oregon Ducks.
It is. As high-octane, too, and again, I probably speak about the Buckeyes with a slight bit of bias, so you'll just have to take it. But as highly touted as Oregon has been with their efficiency, and they get in and out of the huddle, they run so many more plays, we can say the same thing about this Ohio State football team. Definitely under Urban Meyer, we might be a little bit more run-heavy than an Oregon football team might be, but I think what we've seen from Cardale Jones, coming out of spring, the third-string quarterback behind Braxton Miller and JT Barrett, but given these two opportunities, we have scored 50-plus points in both of his starts and have combined for over 1,000 yards. So that all being said, we are as efficient as Oregon. I believe what we are up against in this football game is, and we saw it early in the Alabama football game, is we can't give Oregon, more opportunities with the football. We saw Florida State, get behind very early. They were in that game. They got into the red zone multiple times, came away with 6 points on 3 trips. Ohio State did the very same thing against Alabama, getting down in there twice, only coming away with 2 field goals, almost hurt us down 21-6. But then as you saw Florida State, they got back into the football game, made it a game. I thought from a talent standpoint, they were even keel and on the same. But then you started giving the football to Oregon. And Oregon, like Ohio State, is not a football team that you can give more opportunities to. You have to let them grind. And when you give Mariota and that offense, a freebie or the ball at or around midfield, they're going to go get 7. They're not going to get 3. They're not going to go 3 and out. They're not going to have a drive stall. And both Urban Meyer and this Oregon offense, too, are very good in those areas. They'd rather go for it on 4th down than kicking field goals. So your ability to get off the field and not turn the ball over, to me, are some keys that Ohio State has to have today.
Yeah, you can't give them any extra possessions. You've got to score touchdowns. And I think if you start the game like you did against Alabama and you're down 21-6 when you've had red zone trips, you can't do that against this Oregon team. They will be off to the races. So you've got to be able to stay on top of them. An interesting note from Vegas, RJ Bell tweeting out, the Big Ten now has been in 11 postseason games today. This would be the 11th postseason game for the Big Ten. Been the underdog in all 11 of them. And yet the Big Ten has done very, very well in this bowl season.
I would say that's no surprise to me, Nathan. But I would say if out of those 11, I'd probably say we're a shade above 500. And you have to also, too, take into effect the opponents we've played. You know, Baylor, another team that was, doing their very best to be a part of the college football playoff, I believe finishing sixth in the rankings. An Auburn football team, at some times it was ranked in the top 10, contending for that SEC West representation before losing to Alabama and a few other times down the stretch. So the Big Ten is represented, and I think more so than anything, the Big Ten has taken a step in the right direction. I believe Ohio State, both and Michigan State, have taken those monkeys off the back from an how your conference is looked at standpoint, because we've made that play. And that also, too, just kind of coincides with my comments about Ohio's actually a non-SEC national championship. You look at what they've been and what they've represented. I think it's, what, five of the last seven or six of the last seven an SEC team has won or represented in the national championship game. So it's a huge step in the right direction. And I think for me, it's a vote of confidence. And you'll hear later in the show as I talk to Archie Griffin about how playing in this game and being, on this platform is going to be used in recruiting. You know, it's very good for both Oregon to dominate the West Coast. They'll dominate west of the Mississippi. We'll dominate, east of the Mississippi from a recruiting standpoint by allowing young men to come to Ohio State, get a great education, play for a great head coach in Urban Meyer. And more so than anything, those night games that Archie will talk about, and also representing your school and an opportunity to win a national championship is very unique.
What are these guys going through right now? This is the national championship game. Everybody's going to be watching it. You got to wait. I'm sure it seems like it takes forever. But when you played your national championship game against the U, what was going through your mind? What is this day like for a player?
Well, very similarly, but us was probably the point spread on our game was probably almost double what it is versus the Oregon Ducks. For me, I had a huge chip on my shoulder, especially once we got to Arizona. It was Mark May and Lou Holtz and all the analysts discounting us from the football game, and Miami has had run off 20 some odd football games. They hadn't lost in forever. I think Ken Dorsey only had one loss as an entire career as the quarterback there at Miami, and they were the juggernaut. They were an NFL football team in a college uniform. And we had no shot. And that is what motivated me. And as the leader of that defense, it helped me give the words to the guys and help motivate them. The one other thing, if you recall, when it hit the news, is the Clinton Portis and a few other former Miami players that played on the prior year that they won the national championship were already planning a celebration party in Arizona celebrating their national championship win. So that, somehow ironically, and I don't know if this was Coach Tressel's trick or not, a stack of those flyers were in all of our visiting locker. And mind you, we were practicing at some Arizona high school. Somehow they made their way into our lockers for everyone to see after one of our bowl practices in preparation for the football game. And it was they were ripped up into confetti very quickly. And, but mine stayed intact, and it kind of was a reminder for me of what we're up against and the discount that, it was not going to be a game, and we're not going to be able to match their speed. And that's why, for all of you Buckeye fans out there, I urge you to, and it's not, I did it for a reason, because it's the mentality that I had playing this football game. But watch that game and watch me. There were so many cheap shots by me that I was never flagged for. I did so much smack talking that I never was flagged for. There were so many profanities by me in that football game. And all of that came from that chip on my shoulder and what motivated me. So for these guys right now, I think they're excited for this opportunity. And I think that Urban Meyer may be besides Nick Saban, is probably the best big game coach in all of college football. And the way in which he has his teams ready to play in that moment and really take it all for what it is really, really huge.
When did you kind of settle down? Because I'm sure the nerves and the adrenaline are off the charts. When do you actually settle down in that game? Is when you finally get hit or hit somebody?
Yeah, I made a play on Willis McGahee in the backfield early in the game. Got up, did my my diamond cutter in celebration. And from that point forward, it was
self high five.
Yeah, exactly. And it was my best way of telling myself, as you read newspaper clippings and hear those analysts, that we are fast enough, we are physical enough, we can play with these guys, and it validated for me that time.
And hopefully the Buckeyes will do that tonight, play with that Oregon Duck offense, hold them under 30. It's been the point of demarcation for this team over the last 3 years. Run the football, control the clock, and hopefully come away with a win and be crowned the national champion after the first ever college football playoff series. Features the Bucks and the Ducks tonight, 8:30 down in Big D. That's Dallas. When we come back here on Ohio State Buckeyes
yes.
Daily, I was going to say Cleveland Browns Daily, Ohio State Buckeyes Daily, we're going to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Call your shot for the Bucks and the Ducks. And what does Ohio State have to do to win this game? Plus, we'll talk about what Jim Trussell had to say about this game earlier today. Matt Wilhelm, national champion, Ohio State alumnus, General Bad Beep. Here with us in the Dogwell Bria on his day. We'll be back with more National Championship Monday.